This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Colorado's election judges may get a small pay raise. The state has approved money to bump up their pay by $3 an hour in the primary and general elections. Clerks have to apply on a county-by-county basis. The state will also help pay for counties to open up in-person vote centers on the Sunday before Election Day and offer $20,000 grants to the Southern Ute and Ute Mountain Ute tribes to expand voting access on their lands. Denver voters could soon decide on giving their schools nearly $1 billion. Here's CPR's Jenny Brundine.
The committee is proposing $975 million in new bonds. About a third of the money would go to repairing aging buildings. Another $200 million would go to installing air conditioning and cooling upgrades in the 29 schools in the district that don't yet have it. 20 of those buildings would get environmentally friendly heat pumps. The rest of the package would pay for new facilities, safety and technology, and arts and athletics upgrades. The proposal wouldn't require a tax increase. But first, the DPS school board must approve the package in late August before sending it to voters in November. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Businesses that set up shop in Colorado's coal towns could get a financial boost from the state. A new bipartisan law increases state support for companies in towns like Craig and Hayden, where falling demand for coal endangers the local economies. There's also a new tax credit to make it cheaper to ship products made in those towns to market via rail. A 13-year-old from Westminster is one of eight finalists in the Scripps National Spelling Bee. Aditi Muthukumar advanced by correctly spelling the word myrmecoxene, which is an insect living symbiotically in the nest of another insect. Last year, the student tied for 74th. The Spelling Bee finals are tonight. This is CPR News and KRCC.